Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 3. What then is the advantage of being a Jew? Or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, they have been entrusted with the very words of God. What if some did not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness? Certainly not. Let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved correct when you speak and victorious when you judge. But if our unrighteousness highlights the righteousness of God, what shall we say, that God is unjust to inflict his wrath on us? I am speaking in human terms. Certainly not. In that case, how could God judge the world? However, if my falsehood accentuates God's truthfulness to the increase of his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? Why not say, as some slanderously claim that we say, let us do evil that good may result? Their condemnation is deserved. What then? Are we any better? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Greeks alike are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The venom of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery lie in their wake, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore no one will be justified in his sight by works of the law, for the law merely brings awareness of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, as attested by the law and the prophets. And this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God presented him as an atoning sacrifice in his blood through faith, in order to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had passed over the sins committed beforehand. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and to justify the one who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of works? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we, then, nullify the law by this faith? Certainly not. Instead, we uphold the law. This is God's word. Romans 3 is an essential passage for understanding God's saving grace to us in Christ. Verses 1 through 4 continue Paul's discussion from the latter half of Romans 2. And there, Paul rebuked Jewish people who believed they were righteous and acceptable to God based on their outward acts of righteousness. Verses 5 through 8 here in Romans 3 contain Paul's anticipation and rebuttal of an objection that God is unjust for punishing sin. Verses 9 through 20 here in Romans 3 start the core discussion of the gospel, specifically our need for God's saving grace in the gospel because of our absolute inability to earn God's favor. Verses 21 through 31 explain the gospel, which is that God, by grace, declares guilty sinners to be righteous based on the death of Christ as the sinner's substitute. Now, I can't say this emphatically enough. Romans 3 is crucial for understanding our salvation, especially Romans 3, verses 9 through 31. But for this devotional, I want to focus on verses 1 through 4, and let's read those verses again, this time from the NIV. What advantage, then, is there in being a Jew? Or what value is there in circumcision? Much, in every way. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. What if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. Let God be true, and every human being a liar. As it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak, and prevail when you judge. And again, this is God's word. I said it already in this recording, but let me say it again. These verses continue what Paul was writing in the last half of chapter 2. There, Paul tried to shake his Jewish brothers and sisters out of their conviction that they were righteous in God's sight because they had been circumcised and had kept the ceremonies of God's law, even though they broke the moral commands of it. Verse 1 here in Romans chapter 3 anticipates the question. Based on what Paul argued in Romans 2, is there any spiritual advantage at all to being a circumcised Jew? And verse 2 answers that question with an unqualified yes. The Jews do have an advantage, and the main advantage to being Jewish, according to verse 2b, is, to quote Paul, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. Again, that's verse 2b from the NIV. That is an important gift from God and a major privilege that every other people group on earth throughout history did not have. The nation of Israel was chosen by God to receive his word and deliver it to the rest of the world. That's a blessing because God's word is truth and it is illuminating to read and to study. God's word is, as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119:105, a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Knowing what God's word says is a major blessing to humanity, and the Jews had it first, and were entrusted to deliver it to all of humanity. But Paul already wrote in Romans 2 that the Jews did not obey God's word. So does that nullify God's commands? That's the question he's entertaining here at the beginning of chapter 3. In other words, does the disobedience of God's chosen people to his word mean that God's word is false? Verse 4 in the NIV answers that question this way, not at all. Let God be true and every human being a liar. As it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. So God's word stands as righteous, true, and correct, whether people who have it obey it or not. A few years ago, a well-known preacher and teacher of God's word was exposed as having committed adultery over several years during his ministry. At that time, someone in our church asked me if he should throw away all the books and teaching materials that the sinning preacher had produced that this man in our church owned and had benefited from. My answer was no. If this man or any man correctly interprets God's word, then that teaching is right and it's beneficial, even if the teacher himself is guilty of disobeying it. Now, it is true that unbelievers will try to use our disobedience to discredit and disregard God's word. 2 Corinthians 6:3 and Titus 2:5 allude to that. But disobedience to God's word does not prove God's commands to be false. It simply proves that sinners sin, including sinners who claim to be Christians. It is harmful to the cause of Christ, yes, when professing Christians are disobedient. Disobedience does not make God's truth false. So if a Christian you respect sins, don't conclude that God's word is false. God's enemies will try to say that, but they are wrong. God's word is always true, even if God's people are unfaithful to it. So hold fast to God's word and never stop believing it, even if someone you respect and love is disobedient to it. And if you found this devotional helpful, maybe you should go to my website at dailypbj.com/subscribe and subscribe to these devotionals in one way or another. You can subscribe to them as a podcast, an audio podcast, in Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and you can get there right from my website, that page. Or you can email subscribe to them and just enter your email address, and then every day you'll receive an email from me with these devotionals in it. And this is completely free, and of course you can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no cost to you and there's no risk. And it can help you develop a Bible reading habit and apply God's word to your life every day. So give it a try. Again, go to dailypbj.com/subscribe to get these subscriptions. And if you can help me with financial support, I would very much appreciate that. Please go to dailypbj.com/support to see how. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.